Cities across the country saw strikes on Thursday as part of a campaign by fast food workers to raise the federal minimum wage. As Kate O'Connell reports, the movement faces strong opposition from both inside and outside the fast food industry.
Walkouts were planned in at least 100 cities in support of raising the minimum wage from $7.25 an hour, roughly $15,000 per year for a full-time job. The fast food industry claims that raising wages would be difficult without bumping up the prices on their menus too. But Richard Burkhauser, professor of public policy at Cornell University, says there's a danger to raising the minimum wage that goes beyond pricier burgers.
If you want to feel good rather than do good, then a minimum wage policy is the policy for you. It sounds good. People claim that it's going to help the working poor. But in reality, we know that that just doesn't happen. In fact, it kills jobs.
Burkhauser says new pay levels would likely see staff cuts by employers. Kate Bronfenbrenner, Director of Labour Education Research at Cornell, says the changing makeup of the fast food workforce negates that argument. She says raising the minimum wage would actually assist job growth and the economy.
These aren't kids. The workers who work in these places are adults with families. And so when you raise their wages, they are going to get off welfare, get off food stamps, and move into the economy.
Support for wage hikes has been more successful at the state level. 19 states and DC currently have minimum wages higher than the federal level. New York State's minimum wage remains at $7.25, but it's scheduled to rise to $9 per hour by the end of 2015. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WRVO News.
Meanwhile, about 30 protesters lined the sidewalk outside of a McDonald's in Binghamton yesterday, calling for an increase in the minimum wage. They weren't fast food employees, though, but they were members of Citizen Action New York. The progressive group held this rally on a day of national protest on behalf of fast food workers to demand a $15 an hour wage.
Minimum wage is way too low. People can't even afford to buy food and pay their rent.
Well, we are here because we feel that McDonald's or Wendy's and other fast food places are not being fair to their employees. So we are here today for fair wages.
It's about raising awareness. It's about letting people know that people cannot survive on minimum wage. They cannot survive on the rules and regulations of fast food places.
Kids aren't working in these restaurants anymore. There are adults, the adults that are trying to feed a family or even making their rent, and it's important that they get a decent wage.
That was Bonnie Wilson, Euphemia Martin, Amy Fleming, and Orazio Salati. Similar protests occurred in about 100 cities across the country.